Hey, hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, hey.
It's your boy KD.
And John Beard.
Hey, and we're trying to develop maybe a new name of this podcast. Yeah. We're doing the Lunch Crew, because this is where we started doing the lunch thing. And John, you had another name you want to talk about?
Talking about maybe going with Nothing's Black and White. Because nothing really is black. Well, there are certain things that are black and white, but there's always common ground between the two.
I agree.
And this is what this podcast is about.
And living in that gray, huh?
That's right. Living in the gray before I get them.
So we might change it to nothing's black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so but just can we recap over this last week real quick though? Last time we had our
last show was actually the last show of 2024. We're now in 2025. So this will be our first episode of 2025. We did the show last time, a couple weeks ago, took a little break, had stuff going on, but we're back into it now. Talked about some good stuff. We're going to do a year in review of 2024.
Yes.
And see how it went for everybody and what we got coming up in 2025. So a couple things to talk about, big things in 2024. First thing, of course, everybody knows, the election.
Oh, the election was something else. Yeah. The election was a piece of work.
That was a crazy time.
And here's the thing, I'm content with the election and the results of the election being what they are.
Right. And that's the big thing. The election's over. Let's get past all the mayhem and craziness. And it's done with. Donald Trump was elected. Let's move on.
Are you cool with the results?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Would you have been cool if they had gone the other way? Results.
I wouldn't have liked it, but I'm cool. It's the people voted for it. Yeah.
I agree.
It's fine.
I didn't vote for either one of them, just for the record. So I really don't have a dog in that fight. I know I didn't. Kamala would have won, I'd have been the same way. I've been like,
Kamala or Kamala, either one.
Miss Harris. If Miss Harris would have won, I'd have been the same way. I'd be like, yep. Yeah. She is not who I would want to be my president, but just like I don't want the guy that's president now.
We don't always get what we want.
True.
Yeah.
And we sure ain't going to cheat over it.
No.
Lie over it.
No.
Cry. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Everyone who's crying at home and worried, cuddled up under the blankets because Donald Trump's president, get over it. And we'll move on. Yeah.
It's over. No, there's no storming no capitals.
No. Nope.
There ain't no storming of your capital or you being all upset. This is the way this country works. And that's what makes this country so good. It's the people have voted. The people have spoken. That's it. There's no two ways about it. You can't start whining about it now. Guess what? Get your friends to vote next time.
And I got a question for all you people who say, not my president. Then who is your president?
But wait a minute. Don't you know you didn't just do that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you open that can of worms?
Yeah.
Did you not? This whole last 4 years,
he was my president. Biden. I didn't like him, but he was the president.
Did you not say your boy? Did you not constantly say your boy and all of that?
No, that was you saying your boy.
Like, hey, your president didn't do this, that, the third. That's what you did. You didn't sound like that.
That's the way
I saw it when you said.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, but I'm with you though. Like, quit all this dumb stuff, man. At the end of the day, he's the president of the United States. You ain't gotta like it. You ain't gotta like him.
Just be good to each other and live your life.
Honestly. Yeah. We're gonna talk about that stuff too. So what was the next? What was the next thing?
Sports. We got the NFL playoffs kicking off.
Bro. And you know what? Since it was last year, Boise State.
Yes.
What did I tell y'all about Boise State?
They got a butt whooping by Penn State.
I told y'all, they play in the Mountain West.
Yes.
And because they play I remember sitting in your kitchen with my son.
Yeah.
Going over this thing. I was like, they play in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they've only beat one team in the Mountain West that had a winning record. And that was UNLV.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on, y'all. Let's not put that cart before the horse. And yes, what's his name? Ashton Gentry.
Yes.
Gentry. He was the number.
Gentry, I think.
Gentry. Yeah. He was the runner-up for the Heisman. And everybody was saying he should have won it. What's his name? Travis Hunter shouldn't have won it. No, Travis Hunter should have won it. No. You'll see.
Facts is he did win it. Over with and done with.
Yeah.
We move on.
No. You can't say move on because y'all bitch, moan, and complain the whole damn time. You too. My son. Oh. Did the lights just go dim in there?
That one did, yeah.
Come on, man. Quit doing that, bro. We're playing with it. But yeah, so let's get over that. Now let's see. Did you watch the Texas Longhorns play the dog on Arizona State?
I did.
Freaking Sun Devils.
Don't tell me you weren't a little scared of
that
game.
I was panic stricken.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why I was panic stricken. Because we were counting on this freaking kicker. What's his name?
Auburn,
that's him.
He's your kicker. How do you not know him?
Because I cuss him out so much, I try to forget him.
Your guy's Dicker the kicker, though.
We had Dicker, we've had Tucker, we have some great kickers go through University of Texas. But the problem is this kicker did the exact same thing in the freaking SEC championship game. He missed right, then turned around and missed left. Like, come on, bro.
Don't leave
you
it
got
up.
One job, pal.
Don't leave it up to your kicker.
At some point, the kicker has to do his job, bro.
Right.
You can say don't leave it up to the kicker, but it's not like leaving it up to the referees. Your job is to come out there and from 40-some yards, kick that sucker through the uprights.
You had one job.
That's it.
You had one job.
That is it.
And you messed that up.
Hey.
I agree. Yeah, that was a
shoot. And I think Arizona State's kicker missed theirs too.
Yeah.
Did you remember, real quick, do you remember what I sent you about the block field goal that hits the ground and goes through the uprights?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I sent it to the group. Supposedly, that was supposed to be a good field goal. If you block it, it is not a live ball. It is a live ball. If it bounces and goes through the upright, they said it's supposed to be a good field goal.
What?
According to the rules.
Interesting.
Wow. Very, very interesting.
Can't rely on the rules to win you a game.
What kind of nonsense is that? What a
and you
no,
can't
what?
Rely on your kicker.
At the end of the day, bro, you sound absolutely... Listen. Because the Sooners didn't make it to... I'm not just saying it. They didn't even make it to the high school playoff game. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to be real. The Oklahoma Sooners, just so you know, Mr. John is an Oklahoma Sooners fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you why.
Because they're a good team.
They used to be a good team.
America's team.
Who said that?
I am.
Oh, what part of America? Oh, Oklahoma. Okay, yeah, I got you. My bad. That's on me. All right, what's next, man?
Policing.
Ooh. Policing in America, y'all. This is where I start to get upset.
This is where you start getting upset?
This is where I really start to get upset.
You start upset.
No.
Okay.
I got to get worked up, too.
Okay, I'll try.
I'm about sick and tired of seeing everybody being disrespectful to the police. Sick of it. Sick and tired of it. Here's my thing. You can't be one minute, we're scared of the police, and we're scared, and we're scared, and we're scared. And then talk shit and say, don't put your hands on me.
Yeah.
Get your effing hands off of me.
And fight them.
You can't have it both ways. You can't be scared and want to fight and want to shoot and then be scared and not be scared saying, oh, okay, well, I give up. There's a definite issue with the lights, bro.
Yeah.
You're making me nervous.
I'm going to have to change these light bulbs out, I guess. Put that in the budget.
And this is where for the whole year I've been watching police videos and things of that nature. And it's just driving me nuts. You can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm scared and then turn around and want to fight and do all this other stuff with the police. Sorry, just don't work that way.
Agree. Yeah. And you know what? I always tell people, just do what they say. And if you turn out to be right and they're wrong, get a payday out of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Now, don't get it twisted. Police are still doing some dumb shit now.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. There's some...
Nobody's perfect.
I'm not asking to be perfect, but when we're dealing with people's civil rights, you got to be freaking... Again, this is the great thing about the cameras.
Yeah.
This is the great thing about the cameras, bro. So, there's no he said, she said anymore.
Nope.
It's... We'll just go to the tape. But we still, as police officers, there are still some dumb stuff that police are doing that makes you say... What on earth are you thinking? Like, come on, man.
Right.
I mean, yes, no one likes to be cussed at. No one likes to be, you know, disrespected and all this other stuff. Because this is what I've always said. The reason they're getting talked to the way they are is because they have a badge on. If those guys didn't have a badge on, I don't think the people would talk to them in that manner. People say it's the badge that makes them Billy Badass. Sometimes I agree with that.
Yeah, there's people who have that complex.
Sure. But sometimes we just talk to them because they know they can't put their hands on them without getting in trouble.
Right.
That's what I think.
And you're right. Everyone is quick to jump and say, I'm scared of the police. But then they're, you know, on video 2 days later swinging at cops.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're stealing something out of a store and they don't want to get caught.
That's the thing. I hate these, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like these. It just drives me nuts. You spend all that time and effort to go steal. You could be working at a JOB.
Well, yeah, but it's easier to steal somebody else's.
Is it?
I don't know. I've had shit stolen from me. And
I hate it.
I hate it.
I know. It drives me nuts.
I had my car broken into. It was like someone raped my car.
Easy there, partner.
You know?
Yeah,
I didn't want to drive it. It just was bad.
Yeah, I had people break into my car, too, and it's just like that violation thing.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Next thing.
Let's hit up on that money and how we're doing right now as the economy tries to level out a little bit.
Well, supposedly, as soon as this guy goes into office, the price of eggs is going to go down and all this other stuff. Supposedly.
All right, I get back to buying eggs again.
You don't have any eggs in your house?
No.
Do you eat eggs?
Yeah, every once in a while.
It's not that they're too expensive, you just don't eat them.
I just don't eat enough of them, yeah.
Because you just sat there and ate freaking chicken McNuggets.
Chicken nugget, not chicken McNuggets.
Might as well.
Chicken nuggets.
Costco specials. Okay, I take it back. They were in the shape of dinosaurs, so...
Hey,
at the end of the day, which is 7 years old, bro?
Just so you know, these are all white meat, chicken breast, chicken nuggets, but...
Sound like dino nuggets to me, pal.
Before that bag, I did have a bag of dino nuggets.
I like it then.
Dino nuggets are good.
Listen, I came to this dude's house today, and he had dino nuggets,
mm-hmm.
Jello, and coloring books laid out, and he was having a field day.
Oh,
and I just don't want
stop it.
And
now.
I hated to interrupt your good time, bro.
Not to go off topic, but I found a new thing. Take, you like Uncrustables?
Mm-hmm.
Take you an Uncrustable, put a little butter on it, throw it in the air fryer for a couple minutes. You'll thank me later. It's awesome.
Okay, well, I don't know if I can get, I'm not going to let you get past those dino nuggets and the jello and the coloring books.
Don't tell me dino nuggets ain't good.
I haven't had dino nuggets in like 20 years.
Hey, you're a grandpa now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you about to have some more dino nuggets.
I bet you I don't.
You're going to be stealing them off his plate.
Negative.
Hey, let me get a brontosaurus. I know how it goes.
The fact that you know the shapes of them is crazy.
They're dinosaurs.
Yeah, but
they're called dino
nuggets.
They
got a T-Rex?
No.
They got a Stegosaurus?
I don't know. What's the one with the long neck? That's a brontosaurus. Brontosaurus? Yeah.
Are they all brontosaurus, bro?
They might be.
And you probably eat the head off first, too, don't you?
No, the head is a handle. You got to dip it in the sauce. Raspberry chipotle sauce.
Raspberry?
Yeah.
This is the type of stuff that irritates me so bad.
I like what I like, man. It's good stuff.
What are you, seven?
What do you mean, seven?
I like the raspberry. What the fuck?
It's hot. It's got some spice to it.
It's spicy and raspberry?
Why are you tacking me on some dino nuggets?
I don't know, man. You didn't get a toy with your meal. That's what kind of made me upset.
Who has a problem with McDonald's?
What do you mean?
I'm sure you're over there getting Happy Meals.
Nope. Number one, Diet Coke. Supersize, please.
With the Diet Coke, because you're watching calories?
Diabetic, though. I'm pre-diabetic.
Okay.
That's what they say anyway.
Isn't technically everyone pre-diabetic?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. Anyway, but back to the stuff. So, the price of eggs is supposed to go down.
Yep.
Price of gas is supposed to go down.
They lowered the interest rate.
They did that before.
Well, yeah, he hasn't taken office yet.
Yeah, so
a couple weeks ago.
Let's not give people credit for when they ain't done shit yet. So, they lowered the interest rate, but that's one thing. I just want to see where these prices go. I'm going to see where these gas prices go. I'm going to see where these egg prices go. And number one, the real question that I always ask is, what made the prices go up? I'll wait for an answer.
Well, supply and demand.
Yes.
But here's the problem is like gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
Gas prices don't necessarily, I mean, yeah, the federal government, you know, maybe has a little bit of control, but the states and the state's taxes, like the state of Washington, has such high taxes on gas. That's why we have some of the highest gas prices in the country.
Okay. But
you have a governor who's, well, you know, gas isn't that cheap in other states. I don't know if he's just never been out of the state
yes,
or what.
It is.
Maybe now that he's out of office, he'll be able to leave the state and find out.
110% is cheaper.
Yeah.
But that's not a presidential issue.
No.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, the president got the gas prices high. Like,
no.
First of all, you got to understand who sets the price of of crude oil.
So do you think opening up leases again and getting more oil production in the United States is going
to
help?
You know what I'm going to say to that. You already know what I'm going to say to that. So why would you open a can of worms?
I'm just saying.
We do not, man, the amount of oil that we produce is not used for making oil or gas to go in your cars. That most of that stuff gets exported. We import and refine the stuff that comes from Saudi Arabia, Russia, and those countries over there, the OPEC countries. Most of our stuff is not used for gasoline.
Doesn't stay in the United States.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because it's not the oil. Ours is a sludgy, nasty, muddy oil that's used for other way different materials. So our stuff comes from other countries and gets refined in here.
Right, yeah.
So the gas prices are kind of... It's misleading that the gas prices are run by our government.
No, they're not. I don't believe that.
Yeah. It's just misleading.
Yes, yes, yes.
So all right. We'll see. Hopefully inflation comes down.
God, it'd be nice.
And then all these companies that have been raking us over the coals get held accountable for that crap.
Going to Costco, man. I can't even afford to go to Costco no more. And Walmart.
I tell you what, the cost of a bag of Dino Nuggets has gone up. Because I'm just saying it so you can relate to it. The price of Dino Nuggets has gone up.
Yeah.
Like $2.
I mean, come on.
And they even take out the Stegosaurus because I guess they're more.
Too much meat they're giving away there. Got rid of the Stegosaurus. Some other source.
Oh, shoot.
I'm just saying, you know, you're not going to feel the pinch until you go in your Big Macs, you know, another buck or two. Then you're going to start complaining.
Honestly, I don't think I can't think of the last time I went to McDonald's.
I was with you when you went to McDonald's.
When was that?
When we golfed.
When was it?
Oh, that was 2 months ago, maybe?
Yes, it's been a minute.
I know you've been to McDonald's.
I had not. It's been a minute, bro.
Well, you know.
I'm trying to lose some weight, bro. New Year's resolution. Hey, give me a New Year's resolution, man.
I don't have any because people just get broken.
No, you break them because you don't freaking stick to it.
New Year's resolutions, I know, to figure out what I want to do from here on out in the retired life.
So the surfer, never mind.
What were you going to say? Go on with it.
Nothing at all, brother.
All right. You had your chance. Don't say I'm not giving you your chance.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah. So what do you think of this New Orleans attack?
Bro. So it's funny. We were having this conversation.
So give a recap of what that was all about.
Yeah, so this individual, and I can't remember what his name was, from Texas.
Hmm.
He lives in Houston.
Figured he'd come from Texas.
First of all, don't be a jerk. Anyway, he rents a car, goes to New Orleans from Houston, goes around this car that's supposed to be keeping people off this canal street, and plows through people. Killing how many?
15. I was trying to find. I think it was last I saw it was 15.
So yeah, so that was.
And then he had a shootout with police.
Shootout. 14. And he was killed.
14 killed, dozens hurt.
Right. And it turns out this individual had a ISIS flag waving from the rear of his truck, pickup truck.
Yeah.
So we were talking about it, and you were saying stuff like. Well, how come they thought there was more than one person? They originally put out more than one person. And then they had this other stuff that they put out that wasn't true and all this other stuff. They were giving out information as they received.
We're getting it, yeah.
I don't have an issue with that. As long as it's not some of this other ignorant stuff that I was hearing that was going on, too. Like the Speaker of the House, which is Johnson, who barely got his job back, by the way.
It took two votes, three votes?
Yeah, it would have been two votes.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming out saying, this is the reason we need to keep the border closed. Like, what? If you weren't so busy just trying to appease this one guy, you would be okay. You would wait to understand that this individual was an American. This individual was born in the United States, a former soldier in the United States Army, did time in Iraq, war veteran, and he came home and does this. Real question is, what is sparking this stuff? That's a real question.
the division in the politics.
I totally agree.
And
but I don't think, well, I disagree. No, I can't say that I agree with that. The issue is, why would he be waving an ISIS flag behind his pickup truck when he's mowing these people over?
Do you think he wanted people to think it was ISIS?
They're going to know who he is once they've got him, though.
Maybe he didn't think that far. I mean, you're talking about a guy who took a truck and plowed through a bunch of people, so his thinking's probably not the greatest.
You don't think that was premeditated?
Oh, I do. I'm just saying.
So there was some thought. There was some thought in there.
Yeah. But his rationale is probably different than a normal person's rationale.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. But even with that, what would spark that? Why? What would make you say, hey, I'm going to rent a car. I'm going to drive away from Houston to New Orleans and run people over. It's just, I don't know, and kill people. As an American citizen.
People being crazy.
What I'm just saying, because I don't necessarily think this was a political or politics issue.
Yeah,
I think this is more of,
what's the issue?
I think this is more of him being susceptible to some of this far-reaching Muslim type, not treating people fairly type stuff. That's what I think. He got influenced.
But why attack? Kind of way. Why attack there?
That's a good question. I have no idea. He was born and raised in Houston. I'm born and raised in Texas. Lives in Houston. They're saying he even scouted out this place before. Mm-hmm.
Was down there, seen scouting out and videotaping.
Yep. Set up freaking improvised explosive devices.
Yep.
Went and changed his clothes. Put the flag on the back of his car. And then went back and
mowed through people.
I have no idea what would spark somebody to do that.
You know what I think?
What's that?
Something down in Texas is wrong. It could be the whole state of Texas.
You're such a dork. You're such
Texas is creating wackos. I mean, you got people rooting for the Longhorns. Rooting for the Texans.
Okay. Playoff. Whoops.
Still.
Playoff.
Still.
But no, but it's
something good in the water down there.
Okay, so the other side of that coin is Las Vegas.
Yes. The former Green Beret, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who blew up
what's his name, like Schorgasburger or Smorgasbord or some shit like that? What's his name?
I'm going to find out for you.
Rosie Burger?
Rosie Burger.
I don't know what this fool's name is. But they watched him. He actually drove around. He rented a car, too. Rented a car. Was it from Colorado?
I think so, yeah. They're not there. They're not from there. They're coming in from somewhere else.
Yeah.
They're importing. Yeah, it's getting crazy. It's what's scary is it seems like it's getting to that point where people are just, this is going to happen all the time now. You're going to have people doing stupid shit.
I don't think it's going to happen all the time. Because here's the thing, you know what happens when stuff like this happens? People start being aware of their surroundings now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Hey, bro. No, come back and get your stuff, dog. Don't leave your stuff here. Come back and get your freaking, your cooler. You're not going to leave that here, bro.
Hey, partner, this is your cooler. Don't be leaving your ham sandwiches over here.
But don't play like that.
Yeah.
The last sucker that left the cooler had explosives in it. Come get your stuff. That's where that's going
to
be.
He shot himself in the head prior to the explosion.
Yeah, his name is Livelsberger.
I wish these people would commit suicide first before. They always are like, oh, I'm going to bomb, then commit suicide. Do suicide, then decide you're going to bomb.
Supposedly, this fool said he needs... Supposedly, he reached out to a former military intelligence guy. I just watched a special on that. Somebody else was doing a vlog, not even a blog, I guess it was a podcast, where they talk about certain things in the army and politics and things of that nature. And, of course, he called him up and said, hey, watch this. I'm going to be doing some stuff. If I'm not, I'm not going to be here after the first, but you need to know these things. And I didn't get the whole thing, but it was just a little bit weird, right?
Yeah.
And he wanted to blow the whistle on some people in his command and things of like things of that nature. But why do you kill yourself if you're trying to blow the whistle?
Draw attention to something?
Yeah, because he said he was being followed.
Why blow it up there, though?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
And do it in front of the Trump.
I have no idea.
And isn't the Cybertruck supposed to be like indestructible?
No. Like, yeah, you could blow it up, dog.
Well, they were talking about like shooting
it with... I've seen tanks get blown up. Really?
They're talking about like shooting it with guns and stuff, and it's supposed to be like the apocalyptic vehicle.
Hey, that explosion did go straight up, though.
The glass in the top, yeah.
Maybe
Elon Musk want to use that for an ad.
He might.
You never know.
More electric vehicles, huh? We're cool with those.
I saw the batteries flying out and blowing up.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
I think the batteries are underneath on the bottom.
Maybe it was pissed off couldn't find a charging station.
All these charging stations are supposed to be built. Here's a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a toasty one right there. Yeah, yeah.
That vehicle's still together, too.
Yeah.
Say what you want to. Elon Musk may be a look.
Got a new ad.
President Musk might be, maybe have something good on his hands.
There you go.
I think it's still together, bro.
You can't just, I didn't see that one. That's a good picture.
But anyway, so that's where I'm at. I'm lost on how we've gotten here. And then you still have these ignorant people that get on TV and say, this is why we need to close the border. Like, what? I agree the border shouldn't be a wide open border, but this has nothing to do with it. That's like saying, this is why we shouldn't be eating red meat. Like, what?
Too many cows farting.
This is, we've gotten dumb.
Yes.
We've gotten to the point where it has to be the other side's fault.
I think it's a problem because I think in general, America is dumber now than we were 30, 40 years ago.
Why is that? I ain't gonna say we're dumber. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Go ahead. Tell me why you think.
We're preoccupied with everything else. And we rely on things like a phone for our information. Mm. And where is that information you're getting from your phone coming from?
Woo! I totally agree.
You know?
I totally agree. But the problem is we only listen to our side. Even though it can be proven that your side has been lying to you, your side has been absolutely dishonest, misleading, you'll still listen to them and say, but the other side does it too. How about this? Fix your house, then you can go talk about your neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Make sure your yard's cut. Make sure your grass is cut. Make sure it's edged up and your trees and bushes are trimmed.
I always mow my lawn before I go yell at other people. 100%.
About their lawn?
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, we've become so tribal in our politics, we can't see this when somebody is lying to our face. And if we do catch them in a lie, we'll say, oh, both sides do it. No. Fix your side first.
Yeah.
Fix your side first. Because somewhere down the line, these individuals, and these are two soldiers. Somewhere down the line, these two soldiers got either some bad influence.
Or radicalized somehow.
Yes. Yes. Or influence, radicalized, whatever you want to call it, into doing some of the most absolute insane things that we have seen.
And it's one thing, I think, to have the idea to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole nother line of crazy to actually go do them.
And then be dead.
It's a huge step.
And then be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we said the same thing about these, September 11th guys. Oh, they get, 70-something virgins when they get to go see Allah, and you get these virgins and all this other stuff. And we thought they were the craziest things ever.
Yeah.
What did these fools think that they were going to get out of this? Notoriety?
We're talking about them.
Notoriety?
Probably.
Okay. But you ain't here to hear the notoriety.
But
we're calling you a freaking dumbass and a psychopath or a sociopath.
And how do you know that whatever you were trying to get across
worked?
Right? Yeah.
100%. That message got delivered. Nope. All we know is you're an idiot. And now both sides are going to be like, yep, he was a Democrat. Yep, he was a Republican.
All right, it'll come out.
It's so dumb. Who cares? They voted for. Who cares? Who cares who they voted for? Mm-hmm. This is the problem. And even if he voted for the guy that you vote for, you need to condemn those actions.
Yeah.
I don't care. They need to be condemned. But we're so set on, because the other side said, because everybody else on the other side doesn't like. No, how about this? Your side's messed up. Their side's messed up.
We're fix all your messed side. Up in this together.
We're going to be.
Yeah.
Now, some people may not want to be, but no matter what you want, this is how it is. You are stuck in this country with people you may not like, you may not look like you, may not act like you, may not pray to the same God you pray to. But guess what? They have a right.
Yeah.
So get over it. I mean, quickly.
And then what, though?
And then mind your freaking business after that. Get over there, mind your business, raise your family, do what you can.
Right.
And let's not keep all of this. Well, first of all, we need to get new people in politics. We can't keep recycling the same daggone people.
You shouldn't be able to retire from the White House.
Huh?
Like, these people, like, been in Congress for 60, 70 years.
Oh, I thought you said the White House. I was like, what? Oh, yeah. There has to be term limits.
Yeah.
There has to be. 12 years to me is fine.
I'd say that's even too long.
Why do you say that?
Because, I don't know. I just think these people get too comfortable in there, and it, you know, becomes a problem where it's just a cash cow for them. Just a cash cow.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. 12 years. You work there for a maximum. You can get voted out. You still got to go through the primaries, right, and all that other stuff. But after, once you hit your 12th year, you don't get to run no more. That's it.
I'd be down with that.
That gives you, you know, if you come halfway through a presidency, that gives you 3 presidencies, possibly even 4. And you're done.
Let's not stop there, though. Let's go to governors and shit like that. State Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't need, like, you know, people like Jay Inslee in here forever complaining about how this state's messed up when his party's had the state.
I agree.
Blue for the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. Complaining, oh, it's all, you know, someone else's fault.
I agree.
You're not going to get much better with, what's his name in there?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. But the money is what talks, bro.
It's true.
And we were just talking about, what's the dude's name that sings that? Richmond, North of Richmond.
Oliver, I got it right here. It's Oliver
something. Well, he has that song, Richmond.
North of Richmond.
North of Richmond.
Yeah.
And he actually, just listening to his song, and again, I'm not into that type of music, but the message, loud and clear. Yeah. The message is loud and clear. Basically, there are rich people in D.C. that are running this country, and they really could care less about us. People can say what they want to. After they get your vote, they could care less about what you think. For the most part. There's some people that are still small enough and have the background.
Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, okay. And what's the name of the song?
Richmond, North of Richmond.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he says the same thing. He makes a comment about like being on welfare and having taxpayers buy your fudge rounds.
Yeah.
And what he said was, this wasn't an attack on them. This was an attack on people that are abusing the system. Because there's people that need that, whether it's unemployment, whether it's Social Security replacement, whether it's Social Security income supplemental, social supplemental income, or L&I, or all this other stuff. There are needs for those things. The problem is if you abuse them. That's where the problem is. That's where I say the problem is.
And there's no checks. They say there's checks and balances for that stuff.
But there are. There 100% are.
But they don't work.
Who did it not work for?
Who's Are you telling me there's people who aren't scamming?
No, but anything. Let's not Pollyanna. You know, I'm going to keep calling you Pollyanna. People are going to scam any and everything. Whether it's the self-checkout at the grocery store or whether it's a congressman getting kicked back from freaking trying to do away with fossil fuels. There's going to be crooked people that are going to do crooked things. We know that. But for the most part, it works when people are not abusing it. There's always going to be something bad on either side, whether it's cheating in sports, stealing signs, or whatever it is. There's always going to be people that are going to, you know, test the limits.
Push the boundaries, yeah.
Yes, they're always going to do that.
Go right up to that line and just put
your toe over. No, they'll cross it. But having... And this is where I've always said, there's never a reason for a child to be hungry in the United States of America. There's never a reason for a person to be hungry in the United States of America. Homeless, I can understand, because the price of housing is absolutely astronomical right now.
Yeah, I agree.
But food? Nah, bro. There's too many food banks. There's food stamps. There's all kinds of things that you can get right now for you to not be hungry.
Yeah, but there's also people who don't want to do the work to go get that. I don't want to go down when the van pulls up and go get my basket of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or I want McDonald's. I want an Abe McMuffin. I don't want this stuff.
And some of it could be the housing thing because they don't have a place to cook their food. I get that. Okay, I get that. That's fine. But I think there's a lot of people that if they had the druthers, they would not want to be hungry. They would not want their kids to be hungry.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Oh. Damn.
You should clap for that. You gotta clap for that. No, on the freaking
thing. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Too late now.
Not too late. The moment's passed.
Yeah, you're such a dork. But, yeah, so if you can, if we could just get past the politics, if we can get these idiots who keep running for office over and over again out of politics, I think we'd be better off. Because our problem is we keep recycling. It's like the NFL. They keep recycling the same head coaches.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Go from one spot
and guess what? We can't win. Or he'll win these first 2 weeks and then we get tired of him. It's the same thing in politics, man. We keep having the same people over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a vicious cycle. Vicious cycle.
And it's not going to change until we, as the people, and that's part of the thing that, what's the boy's name?
I don't know.
Rich Lennon?
Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, Mr. Anthony was saying, the problem isn't the freaking people. The problem is the politicians. They get in the office, and they have the ulterior motive. I'm going to be honest with you. If we're looking at just some of the things that are happening now or the plans to happen now. I'm going to start with this. I'll start with presidential pardons.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
That Biden's doing.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Everyone on death row for federal offenses.
Except for those, what is it, four people?
Yeah, everyone but like four people.
Yeah, like I think it's the new Boston Marathon bombers. And then it was somebody else.
Which is, it drives me nuts. It's, you're talking about the same guy who gave George Soros a Presidential Freedom Medal.
Who's George Soros?
George Soros is the one who funded the campaigns of the DAs in different cities that are all destroyed, like LA. He funded that guy getting elected. He funded all these, campaigns of these DAs who are, you know, just let all the criminals out. We don't need to punish anybody. Who earned his money by devaluing the euro in Europe. He's an evil dude.
I don't know who he is. So, since we're talking about the pardons, what do you think about pardoning the January 6th?
I've always said, if you go to court and you had your day in court and a jury or a judge found you guilty, you're guilty. And you need to do your time.
So what do you think about the pardoning? What do you think about pardoning those folks?
I don't think you should.
There should be no part of it. I agree.
I think you should.
This is, and herein lies our problem. It's with your kind of like the exception. It's if my side says pardon, oh, I'm gonna make up excuses for why we pardon this guy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make up excuses. Yeah, he should be because he didn't do that, and they didn't. No.
But then when it goes the other way, it's
absolutely
you shouldn't be doing this.
It drives me freaking nuts.
Because watch, if Trump pardons those people, the left is gonna explode.
I will. And I'm not left or right.
Well, how come you're not exploding over?
I didn't know about George Soros.
Well, he got the along with your girl Hillary Clinton.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. I didn't follow it. She got a
presidential freedom medal or whatever that.
You sure?
Yeah, medal of freedom. Magic Johnson got one.
I did see that.
George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and I don't know, some other people.
Oh, what's her name? Liz Cheney.
Did she?
Yes, she did. You know what she got it for?
What?
Doing the January 6th investigation.
Okay.
She was one of the few Republicans that actually supported the investigation.
Okay.
And a lot of people, and she actually got ran out of office because of that.
So her, along with the person responsible, probably who is responsible for the deaths of those soldiers in Benghazi. Hillary Clinton, one of the most evil people.
I didn't know she had one. Presidential Medal of Freedom, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know she got one. Let's see.
I think you're going to see a bunch of stuff happen between now and January 20th. Out of
Jose Andreas Bono.
Yeah, Bono. Like, what the hell did he do?
Pioneer activists against AIDS and poverty brought together politicians from opposing parties to create the United States something ads or some shit.
And he made some crappy songs.
Yeah, I'm not a Bono fan. Ashton Baldwin Carter, posthumous.
That is, whose father is that? That's somebody's dad. I can't remember who.
25th Secretary of Defense and devoted his career to making the nation safe for all. Yep. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Michael J. Fox, Tim Gill, Jane Goodall, Fannie Lou Hamer.
Any relation to MC?
Mother. Really? Urban Magic Johnson. No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Robert Francis Kennedy, Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren. What, does he just want some free clothes or something? Some more beach wear? He's going to go sit out on the beach in his chair? Like he did for the entire presidency?
Well, this is what it says. He influenced culture, business, and philanthropy, notably the fight against cancer and the preservation of the Star Spangled Banner. Leonardo Messi?
Lionel Messi. Whatever. He's a soccer player.
I know who he is, Jack Wagon.
Well, you couldn't pronounce his name.
I don't watch soccer. What you doing watching soccer?
I know his name.
Sheesh.
He's a popular person.
William Sanford Nye.
Oh, you know who that is?
Bill Nye the Science Guy, right?
Yeah, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a degree in science, I'm pretty sure. He just has one in teaching.
The Science Guy's dedication to science education continues through his work through CEO of the Planetary Society as a vocal advocate for space exploration and environmental stewardship.
And a big COVID guy.
Because COVID ain't real.
No, but the...
COVID didn't kill nobody either.
But the, you know, we're following the science, right? No, yeah. They weren't.
As opposed to listening to the president who said, I know better than anyone.
No, listen to...
Didn't that fool get COVID too?
Listen to the science.
What'd the science say?
The science didn't say, let's shut all the schools down and make these kids go back years.
The science didn't say that?
No.
The scientists say it was killing people.
Okay, it was killing... What were the ages of the people it was killing?
I don't know.
How many... kids under 13 died from COVID.
I have no idea.
Probably not a lot.
How many? What was the ages of the people that were dying from
COVID? Mostly it was older.
Like what?
With comorbidities.
But what about
seniors?
Like, how about the state trooper that died here from COVID? Gunners.
I don't know.
Okay. George Soros, David Rubenstein, George Stevens, Denzel Washington. And Amy Winter.
I'm guessing a lot of those were people who just, someone said, hey, Biden, you're going to give a medal to this person.
He might have. They might have.
He probably doesn't even know who half those people are.
They might have. They might have. It might have been that.
Yes.
Let me see.
So going forward, 2025 to look forward to.
Yeah, we'll see what...
Done with the past. The dumpster fire that was 2024.
Was 2024... This is my thing. I'm looking at my bank account. I'm looking at the stuff that I'm doing. Well, looking at the society. Were the last 4 years a travesty? Were the last 4 years a travesty?
Well, I'm just saying the last 4 years weren't fun, weren't good, weren't prosperous.
What was the worst about it?
My bank account ain't like your bank account.
Well, you lost your job, though.
Well.
You lost your job, though.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So tell me what was the worst thing about the last 4 years?
I'd say all the wars that cropped up. And don't tell me that the president doesn't have any... Oh, he can't. No, he can't, but he can flex some muscle. What little muscle he has.
So explain that.
To say the president doesn't have any influence over foreign matters is ridiculous.
Give me an example of one war that he could have stopped. I'll wait.
He maybe could have done something better with Ukraine.
I'm done talking to you, bro. I'm leaving.
Why?
Well, you know good and hell well the freaking... What's the fool's name over there?
Putin?
Yeah, you know Putin ain't listening to no freaking nobody. You mean to tell me, if Biden would have called Putin up and said, hey, don't attack Ukraine, don't invade Ukraine, he would have listened?
No, but he never even tried. Here's
who
the thing.
Says that? Who says that?
If Biden called Putin, Putin would have sent his ass straight to voicemail.
Okay, so then he has no say-so on the invasion of Ukraine. Are you even saying that was a war or was that an invasion?
It was they invaded.
Okay, so what could he have done to alleviate that? Because you're saying that Biden never talked to Putin or sent his representatives over there or anything, right?
I've never seen anything. 100%
he has. 100%. 100%.
And what did they send him over to do?
Play checkers? What do you think, fool? See, this is where we get in trouble. Because we're so set on saying making sure this other side was so bad. Tell me what was so bad, other than inflation. But the whole world went through an inflation after the pandemic.
Okay, but they could still be a bad thing, even though the whole world went through
it. Yes. So we're inflation. Okay. Give me the other. What was so bad about the last 4 years?
Mine is the economy, which also has to do with local economy. The Washington. It's in the shitter. It was in the shitter for like 3 years, 3.5 years.
Like, what? Explain that.
Prices of everything.
That's inflation. So don't you can't just everything.
But you
can't. Inflation.
You cannot say that it's just because it has nothing to do with politics.
But you have to be specific. You can't say politics has a part of it. Be specific and tell us what part of the politics had to do with what you're talking about.
Okay, so if I charge, if I'm president... And
I don't want no ifs. Be specific.
Okay, well, I'm not the president, so if the president charges these carbon taxes, huge carbon taxes, to these companies that produce gasoline, you're telling me that has no effect on the end user? Oh, remember, because all Governor Inslee and Biden, oh, it's the gas companies that are going to pay these taxes. Normal people aren't going to. No, yeah, we are.
Bro. First of all, you're being disingenuous. You're being disingenuous. You're being disingenuous.
No.
You put taxes on gas.
Yes.
Who pays the taxes that are on a consumable product?
The customer.
So what are you talking about? Oh, the gas, they're going to pay the... What?
No, you had all these politicians. Well, we're going to push out this climate nonsense, and the big companies are going to pay for their pollution. They don't pay for it. We pay for it.
Is that almost like a tariff?
Okay, I knew you were going to go because I knew it was an automatic go to Trump.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and I
because
told you.
Because you're being disingenuous is my
I
problem.
Agree with you on the tariff thing. We are going to end up paying those prices. We are going to pay the tariffs.
And you're one of the only few people that would say that.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, just like carbon taxes, we pay those.
Okay.
And
so,
we pay tariffs.
So what you're telling me is the elevation in the gas prices the $2 or whatever it was because of taxes.
It was like $5.
No. Are you out of your mind?
Sometimes, yeah, there were places it was $5 a gallon.
The increase, not where it ended up with, from where it was to where it ended up.
Oh, okay.
The $2. So you're saying those increase in $2 a gallon were because of the taxes?
No, it's also partly because people are going to pay. Gas is the thing. You can make gas $10 a gallon. There are people who will still pay that.
Okay, so then where did the rest of the price? Because evidently, with the taxes, they raised the price of gas, is what you said, right?
I said it contributed to
Okay, so how much do you think it contributed in a percentage? The gas tax that you keep talking about. Not the state one, because the state's a little bit different.
I'd say it at least counts for probably 25% of the increase.
You're out of your mind.
So let me
You're
ask.
Out
okay,
of your mind.
Then let me give you a scenario. If I produce a drum of oil, okay, and it used to cost me, let's say it cost me, I buy this barrel for $80.
Yes.
And it cost me $100 to refine it to gasoline, usable in a car.
It cost you how much?
$100, let's just say.
It costs more to refine it than to...
I'm just throwing a number out. I don't work for the gas company.
Okay.
It cost me $80, and it cost me $50 to refine it to oil. Okay? If I now have to pay a carbon tax on that, where it ends up costing me $100 to produce that same drum of gas, that is going to get passed down to the people buying the gas.
I totally agree with that.
That's where
But you're saying the 25%... of the increase in the price of gas was from the taxes that they put
on. I said it could be.
No, that's
carbon taxes.
Bro. Okay, that's what I'm asking. So give me your opinion, but the other 75% comes from where? Because I think the 25 is way too high.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Okay, but that's why I'm going to look it up so we don't have to
no,
freaking
well,
just... Because you have a phone, too, that you don't...
None of us work for the gas company in accounting.
But we do have common sense, though. We know how much eggs should cost. We know how much we should be paying for gas. We just got to figure out why we are paying that much.
Okay, so how much should eggs cost?
About 99 cents a dozen.
A dozen?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
That's what I think eggs should cost.
Why do you think eggs should cost?
Because that's what I've paid before. I've paid that little for eggs. I think I've been paying 89 cents a dozen.
When?
Before. Shit. A while back.
Okay. And this
Not in this last 4 years, no.
Okay, so... But what I'm saying, that makes my point, is... The price to get those eggs places now costs more. The cost to produce those eggs now costs more.
Why?
Because
they tax the eggs?
No, because the regulations on the people making the eggs.
So the regulations that they have placed on making to get the eggs from the chicken's butt to the freaking plate has caused the price of the eggs to increase.
It has something to do with it, yes.
But you're trying to pinpoint one thing, and I will say it's a plethora of things. A lot of it is absolute greed. Inflation, the reason these goods and services are so expensive is because once those prices went up during COVID, they never reduced the prices after COVID stopped. They never reduced their prices. They got rich.
Okay, I'm not saying they didn't, but you cannot tell someone you can only charge this much for eggs. If you said...
Then we cannot complain about the price of eggs. Then don't complain and then say it's the government that caused the price of eggs to go up. Is what I'm saying.
Well...
That's what I'm saying.
To be fair, you're the one complaining about the price of eggs.
Or even gas. You can't complain. I didn't complain about the price of eggs.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see what the prices do in the next 4 years and what happens.
And why it happened.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. Everybody wants to say, well, the prices of gas went up because of... No. You got to understand the way OPEC works. You have to understand, supply and demand. You have to understand the same thing with these eggs. We're trying to say, oh, he put a big tax on carbon tax on price on refining gas. But you know how much a barrel of gas costs now and 4 years ago? What would make the price of gas go up? The price of barrels of gas, of oil, go up this year as opposed to 3 years ago?
But you're saying that there's no...
No, I never once said there's no. I never... You said 25%.
I'm saying that the cost to produce that barrel of oil may have risen. And in that risen could be the cost to get the barrel here. It could be the cost of paying carbon taxes.
Let me stop you again. No, say that one more time. You're saying that the cost of what?
The production of that oil may have risen.
Could it be that the cost per barrel has gone up because OPEC says, "Hey, we're not using Russian oil anymore because they invaded this one place called Ukraine."
Yes, but
and they say we have to do away with their supply, and we're only going to deal with the supply from the Middle East. We got 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but what you have tried to do is tried to pin it on one thing.
I'm not pinning it on one thing.
You tried to.
You're trying to pigeonhole me.
You did.
You're pigeonholing.
What we're going to do, though, is we're going to listen to it back, and we're going to see what you said. And we talked about the price of gas.
Yes.
You said because of the refineries that they put taxes on made the prices of gas go up.
I said it can.
No. You said it did. And I said, well, what percentage do you think of that tax made prices go up? 25. Prices went up 25% because of that tax.
But you're here. I'm telling you, I'm agreeing with you that, yes, businesses want to make more money.
Yes.
And so if you're willing to buy gas at 4 gallons or $4 a gallon, then they're going to sell it at $4 a gallon, even though they could probably sell it at 2. That's what I'm saying. They're going to want to make more money.
We call that what? Price gouging, correct?
Yeah. Price gouging usually has to do with, and it comes into play in like natural disasters when Walmart's selling cases of water for $20 a case.
Okay.
When they normally sell for like $3.
And they did it.
Yeah.
And they never brought the prices back down. And that's just an example. I don't know about the water. But for gas, 100%. For eggs, 100%. And a lot of goods and services never had their prices reduced. Walmart kept them prices up. No matter how much they were selling them for, Walmart kept the prices up. But it's easy to say, well, Donald Trump freaking should have took control of this thing. Sometimes, like you said, I don't think the government should be getting involved in that. Then we're okay paying these prices for our goods and our services. Then you're good with that, right?
No, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
No, see?
Uh-oh.
You're trying to twist it all around. Yeah, you are. You always try to twist it around.
No, sorry, Bob. Yes, I'm just using your words. And when I say them out loud, you're like, yeah, that does sound stupid.
And as soon as we can get some guests on here, they're going to agree with me.
No, I guess. Depends on who you get in here.
I'm going to call Tom.
Yeah, he'll agree with you.
Yeah,
exactly. No, because he's going to do his research. But anyway, so my thing to you is you even said that the government shouldn't get involved in what people are charging for goods and services.
No, I don't think that. I never said that the government shouldn't get involved. I said the government shouldn't tax and regulate these businesses where it drives prices up so high.
Okay.
But yes, the government should make sure that people are not being gouged prices.
Okay.
Agree with that.
I do agree with that. So this is what it goes back to. This is why we are where we are.
Okay.
It's because we tend to try to blame the people that we disagree with for our issues.
Yeah.
But that's the issue. We're not going to say, you know what, this person's an idiot and he should never have been put in office. We're going to say, well, it's his fault for being in office because he didn't do X, Y, or Z, or he didn't stop X, Y, or Z from happening. It goes back to what we were talking about, this Congressional Medal of Freedom. Some people think, this person shouldn't get it. Some people think these people shouldn't get pardoned. And there's going to be people that are going to argue the contrary.
Yeah.
And that's where we get ourselves into trouble.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I say get yourself a podcast and talk it out.
Ooh.
Yeah. So let's try to go out on a happier note. 2025. What are you looking forward to?
I'm actually nervous about 2025.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually nervous.
What are you nervous for?
Just the way we're going. Just some of the people that we're putting in this cabinet. The Elon Musks and the Vivek's, they're going to be pretty much being able to tell what we should spend our money on and what we shouldn't spend our money on.
Well, they can give suggestions, but they can't actually shut down.
I know that. They're lobbyists.
Congress is pretty divided right now still.
But the problem is Elon Musk has been on phone contact and phone calls with foreign leaders, with Donald Trump, with the Speaker of the House, with Donald Trump. And that's where I have my concern.
You don't think Elon Musk has talked to foreign leaders on his own? Before?
To represent the United States? Absolutely not. He has not. Never.
Who's to say he's going on representing the United States?
Because he's on the phone with the president-elect of the United States.
So if I get on a conference call, it doesn't mean that I represent the United States.
When you get input in how we're going to have a relationship with these people, absolutely. But this is the thing that I was just talking about. We are making up excuses for this where, if God forbid, Miss Harris would have won this thing and put Oprah Winfrey on the phone with her, people would have shit their damn pants.
She would have been like, France, you're getting a new car.
So, yeah.
Mexico, well, you're getting though? A new am car.
Am I lying?
Yeah.
People would have shit their pants. But because he's the richest man in America, that means absolutely nothing to me. Means zero. He's no more qualified to do any of this other stuff. But again, we keep putting these people on a pedestal because he has money. And that's why I'm so nervous about it, is I'm scared that Elon Musk is going to end up running this country.
I don't foresee that happening. Why not? The reason why is because Donald Trump's ego won't let someone else run the country.
But he actually put this dude on the phone to talk to foreign nationals. Okay. And put this dude on the phone to talk to the Speaker of the House.
Do you know why he was put on the phone to talk to these people?
I don't care. Honestly, you have no business of talking policy with a foreign country, with a president and the president-elect. Zero. But we make excuses for people that are on our side. And that's my problem. There is no good reason for it. Period. That's where I get worried.
And that's why you're scared.
Yes. Because this individual, again, Elon Musk, I should call him President-elect Musk, has favor and influence over the president and the Speaker of the House. So much so that they come on TV and say, I spoke with Elon Musk yesterday.
There's people who have power and influence over all the presidents.
Oh, but see, no. We're not going to do that. We cannot do everybody does it, or both sides. We're talking about this one man.
I wasn't born
in South Africa.
I was not privy to the conversation. I don't know what it was about or what transpired.
You're automatically
saying it was all bad.
No, I'm saying regardless to what it was, he has no business. Why would the president-elect put this individual in contact with foreign presidents and leaders and the Speaker of the House?
I don't know the Speaker of the House. Let me throw a hypothetical. What if the conversation turned to either private space travel or electric cars or something like that?
Why would the president be involved in that? I'll ask you that.
Because it's happening in America?
So why would the president be involved in the business dealings of somebody else who's trying to get space travel in electric vehicles? Why would he be involved in that?
I don't know. Maybe they're worried about I don't know.
Don't try to tell me you don't know after you.
But I'm just saying that's a hype. That could be something that was in there. That could have been a reason why he was on the phone. There's no way you can say 100% that's not.
No way you can say 100% it didn't.
Well, now we're just arguing.
But that's just silly. That's a silly argument. All I'm saying is, you are, again, this is what I keep saying. We'll defend our side until our side does it. I'm just saying, if it was Harris and Oprah doing it, I'd be like, that's the dumbest thing. Oprah Winfrey doesn't know anything about freaking running the country. Never been anything but an entertainer. And my guy's never been anything but a businessman.
Now, I'm going to disagree, because I think you would somehow make it okay for Oprah to be on
100%. I would not.
You say that, but I think you would.
No, I'm not just being, now you're being argumentative.
Yeah, I have not yet begun to argue.
Yeah, now you're being argumentative. All I am saying is there's no reason for that. There's no reason for Elon Musk to be speaking to the Speaker of the House about a vote that they're having to keep the country going. Zero. None. But when it's our side and we have to defend our side, we can't say that, yeah, that's absolutely dumb. We have to defend it. We have to defend it so we can say, yeah, my side does what's right all the time. And they don't. That's all. That's it.
So much for ending on a happy note.
No. And then I'm going to finish with this one. Then I'm going to say this one.
Oh, here.
And then your boy, Sleepy Joe.
My boy.
Wants to do, yeah. Oh, your cousin. Whatever.
How can I have a boy be Trump and my boy be Joe?
Yeah, you're a transformer, bro. You're a transformer. Now he wants to do away with all the gas freaking furnaces in the United States.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. Good luck with that. Let me know how it works out.
What you mean? He's already passed it. He's passed it.
Hey, come get my furnace.
This is the thing. As we start getting over, come take it over my cold dead hands and all this other nonsense. What he's doing is going to be making it so you cannot even manufacture those things. Going to make it so, what do they call those? The ones that just heat.
On demand.
Pretty much, yeah. That one.
Tankless water heaters.
Tankless water heaters. They're trying to have those now. They're not as efficient.
No.
But we want to do away with fossil fuels and natural gases. That the ignorance of this guy, Sleepy Joe Biden, is my issue. That is my issue. Is while this whole environmental thing I think is important, you cannot arbitrarily try to do away with all fossil fuels and all gas related products.
They're living in a dream world.
It's absolute ignorance.
Right.
You need to go take a nap. Before you get to make a decision, I need you to go take a nap. We'll see you in 2 hours.
Go to the beach, get your chair out, sit on the beach with Jill,
and go to sleep.
And take a nap. Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Have some ice cream. Hell, see if Corn Pop wants to hang out for a little while. I don't know. You know, maybe Corn Pop wants to hang. You never know. Maybe you do.
You're a freaking idiot. But this is my problem with this left side. It's, you guys can't see the goddamn forest for the trees. This is an absolute idiotic. And again, they might be getting kickback from some of these companies, electric companies.
I'm sure.
Just absolutely idiotic. And it drives me effing nuts. He needs to go. He has to go, like, right now. Well,
he's only got, 14 more days?
Yep. Yes. The 20th, his ass is out.
Let's see how much damage he can do in 14 days.
Sheesh.
All right. So 2025, not looking so good for KD. He's
hell
a little scared.
No. How about you, though? Hey, I know you got, like, a little way over, but yeah.
No year. It's a new year. Trying to find new things. Expand the podcast a little bit. Get it out there. And, to make it a better year.
Yeah. Yes.
Get out and golf more.
Oof.
Yeah. Get this weather better.
Did you win last time we played? I think you won.
I think so.
No. We played.
No, because we stopped halfway through. Remember, that was a.
No. We played 2 18s, didn't we? I won the first and you won the second one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Or two nines.
Two nines, yeah. Last 18, we tried the fog and temporary green slowed us down.
Heck no. We get to the second hole.
Second hole.
Like, nah.
We were done. Birds. Yeah.
And then our freaking cart had a flat tire.
Yeah. You and carts don't get along well.
Evidently not. Bro.
Yeah.
Evidently not.
Well, shoot. This year we got coming. We're going to have some more guests. We'll have guests. Say more guests. We haven't had one yet.
But yeah, we're going to have one.
We're going to have some call-ins. We're going to get into high school football when that starts getting ramped up. Local sports. Maybe have some players on and some coaches. Talk about it. Try to promote a little bit. And we will see you in the new year.